My life is not my home. Welcome everyone back to In My World. This is Ellie. And today's topic is going to be about realizing that you do not own your life. And that you are a creation that has a creator. And the creator's in control. You know, a lot of times when we look at life, we try to manipulate it in many ways. We try to take things in our own hands, own matters, but not realizing that ultimately God is in control. And ultimately God reigns over all things. You know, sometimes if we surround ourselves with individuals who are stubborn or hard of understanding or focus on themselves or just completely dumbfounded in a sense about everything, it can make us in that way. In the scripture, it talks about iron sharpens iron. Who you communicate with sharpens you. So if you're not surrounding yourself with wisdom, which comes from God, because God is also wisdom, or understanding, which comes from God, because God is also understanding, then you fall in a place where you are lost. You know, seeking after the Lord is a hard thing that isn't really hard at the same time. Because if you think about it, it's hard if you're trying to be like the world and also trying to seek God, living a double life in a sense. But it's easy when you are sincerely just surrendering and letting him take control because he's God. We as humans don't know or have a clear understanding of God's mind because he's God. It's like if you think about an artist, when they create a painting, the painting cannot tell the artist how to paint because the artist knows what he or she is painting. When you look at God, we are the clay and he is the potter. As he forms and shapes us, he knows what he needs us to be and what we need to do. You know, recently I've been having conversations with different individuals and just being grateful for people in the situations I've been part of and listening to individuals and just spending time with my sisters and brothers in Christ and realizing that, like, I have to be grateful for you. Even if it is not a situation I like, you know, when I think of Christ Jesus, I think about how he knew that he was going to be betrayed, but still allowed that individual to be around him. As followers of Christ, we have to realize we are going to be around so-called believers who will say whatever they please, but their hearts are not correct. We have to change and want to change. You know, we have to want to seek after the Lord because God is merciful. So many people are broken. And as they're seeking after the Lord, they hide themselves because they can see and have eyes and ears to hear the truth, but choose to run away from it. That's why the statement, you know, truth hurts. Well, the truth is honest, for the truth is God. God is ultimate truth. He creates and he forms and he shapes and we have to follow. I hope you guys have a beautiful evening. And remember that God is in control.